Okay, I just want to rant about Virgin because I just had a ridiculously surreal conversation. And last week, I did a regular journey. I went from Wolverhampton to London Euston. All right, simple. So I got on the train, and the train chap in his uniform said, because you're travelling after 18:45, and because you intend returning after 2000 hours, you can get a super off-peak ticket. And I thought, amazing, that saves money. So it was something like 22 quid, which is really cheap. So then I thought, next time I do the route, I will leave after 18:45 and return after 2000 hours. Then I thought to myself, what does after 18:45 mean? Does that mean I can get the 19:45 train or the 18:45 train? So I try to clarify this by looking on the Virgin website, which is like looking at, probably akin to looking at a text written in ancient kind of, I don't know, Sanskrit through a magnifying glass that's covered in chocolate. Impossible to read. It just jargon. So I called them, which was an experience. I spoke to a guy and I said to him, look, could you just tell me the rules regarding off-peak, super off-peak tickets? Then he says, depends on the route. So I told him the route. And I said, so what, you know, when are these valid then? What time can I get one of these? And he checked and he said, there's none available for the route on the day I'm travelling. So I said, so how does it work? The train manager told me that it's about time, what time you get the train. And he said, no, it just happened that when you got the train, there was one available. So I said, it's like having a magic portal that opens now and again. If you're lucky, you'll find it and you'll get the magic ticket. If you don't, then you're not going to get it. And he said, no, it's about when Virgin make these tickets available. So I said, so when I travelled last week, the guy gave me this ticket and he said it was because of the timings I was travelling and coming back. Now you're telling me that it's because of some leprechaun down Virgin way decided that today he's going to release a handful of golden tickets and if you're lucky, you'll get one. Magic. And he said, no, it's because of when they become available. And I had a really spurious circular conversation. And it seems to me that Virgin don't know when they're going to release these super off-peak tickets. It just happens that now and again, if the moon is in the right place and there's a couple of flying pigs dancing the polka outside your window, you can get a super off-peak ticket. And me being a naive person, I've thought, it's about time. I believe the train manager who said, because you're travelling after this time and came back after this time, you're entitled to this ticket. Because it's cheaper than travelling in the morning and coming back in the afternoon. But apparently it's nothing to do with time. It's about some random piece of magic that occurs now and again. And if you're lucky, you might, you know, get a ticket. If not, you won't. So if anyone knows anything about super off-peak tickets, do let me know, because frankly, I'm really confused. So next time I travel, I will probably get the 18:45 and see what happens. See if I can get a super off-peak ticket if I tell them I'm coming back after 2000 hours, to see if that was the magic word. Maybe you've got to say magic word. Maybe because I said, my good sir, I'm travelling in your train after 19:45. Help me. Do help me. Maybe that was enough. Maybe that's a kind of trigger, like a trigger word that made him give me this ticket, because I don't know the magic formula. I don't know how I can conjure up a super off-peak ticket, because Virgin doesn't have a clue. The guy in Virgin didn't have a clue what date it was, let alone what tickets to get. So how do they work? How do they work? Is it like Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory, and you got to, you know, hope you pitch up to a station and buy a chocolate bar and hope randomly you'll find a golden off super off-peak ticket? Because naively, I thought it was as simple as time. Imagine that, being simple. I thought it would just be a case of, because you're travelling after A and returning after B, you're entitled to ticket C. But silly me, got that all wrong, didn't I? It's apparently much more difficult to understand, and you've got to be a part of a sect or a cult, or maybe you've got to be a Freemason and give them a secret handshake. So next time I see the train manager, I'll stand up, I'll stand on one leg, I'll give him a French kiss, a pat on the bum and say,
May I have a super off-peak ticket, please, sir?
And maybe he will let me. Or he might throw me off the train. Who knows? So there we go. If anyone knows anything about super off-peak tickets, let me know. Because, frankly, I'm confused. My brain is, as we speak, leaking out of my ears. So thanks.